Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Good afternoon. It's Linda Sachs. I'm here with Life Design with Linda Sachs. I hope that everybody had a great week and that everybody is well and moving forward, getting ready for 2012, winding up 2011. This week, I said that I actually had the intention to talk about energy and energy blocks, since it is such a vast, wise, and crazy topic out there today on everybody's minds. Before I do that, I just would like to talk about the format of the show that I'm going to use today. I would just like to go back from last week when I left off with authenticity. And I was asking the listeners to really think about what does authenticity mean to you. So I looked up a few definitions myself a few days ago after thinking about it. I'm just going to throw a few of them out there, and then I'm going to go right into the energy conversation. And as I talk about energy, just keep thinking back on the definitions of authenticity and the connection, and I'll pull that together at the end of the show. So, authenticity, first definition, the quality of being real, being genuine and trustworthy. Not being false would be a second one. Authenticity. A third one, true to one's own personality, spirit, and character. And the fourth one that I just jotted down would be not false or being copied. So once again, authenticity, it's all about being true to who you are, to your personality, to your spirit. It's going within into your internal dialogue and your internal thermometer and accepting who you are, getting to know yourself and energetically learning what that is, loving yourself from the inside out and not from the outside in. So let's take that authenticity little definition from last week and pull that into energy. Today, the format that I have is fourfold. First, I'm just going to talk about what is energy. And then I'm going to talk about what are some of the energy blocks that we come across. Third, I'm going to talk about how and why we have those energy blocks. And then fourth and foremost, four and five would be what can we learn about our energy? How can we shift it? Some quick tips and tools that you can take with you at the end of the show. And just if at worst you just keep them in your thoughts after the show, that's a great place to start, is just provoking thought. If at best, which I would love to shoot for, you literally get conscious of what's happening with your energy and understanding how it needs to desperately change and shift. If you're not feeling that you're totally in sync, that you're not living your true life purpose or feeling genuine or just feeling happiness, joy, love, any of the above, that means the energy really is not in balance. So let's get into this first off. Really, what is energy? Well, energy, the word energy, is of ancient Greek origin, and the meaning is operation or activity within us, within, let's say I'm going to apply it to us as human beings, right? Because energy is everywhere. So we understand energy as a force that is acting either through a distance or time or a length of space. It is something that pushes or pulls against the basic forces of nature along a certain path or a certain length of time. It's kind of a mysterious topic. Energy is everywhere. We can't really see it, yet we know that it's everywhere around us. In fact, everything in the world, right, works on energy of some form or kind of another. Think about a car that's revving and burning energy. Think about a hot cup of coffee that you're holding in your hand that's burning energy. Well, that energy is heat. Streetlights that shine, okay? Light bulbs that burst. are all holding energy. So energy is a magical substance that's out there that makes things happen. If we can really get down to it, everything in our world is either about energy or all about matter. It's all the stuff that's around us. Once we understand this and we get it, we can kind of walk around and say, okay, everything out there is energy. So energy is a huge, big topic. What I really would like to do today is put this kind of out there to the great masses of people on a real simple level so that it doesn't get too complicated, so that we take in whatever we need to. We understand that we're a human substance and we're all about energy, and energy is really what drives us. Okay? So that's what is energy. Now, we get energy. If I say energy is everywhere, it's within our bodies, and it's internal and it's external. So let's think about that. As our energy in our body is trying to desperately stay balanced and calibrate on a second to second, minute to minute, hour by hour, day by day, week by week, month by month, a lifetime of balance, we're trying to keep ourselves in sync, and once again, then we put ourselves out of our little womb or our little bed or our house, and we go out into the outside world, and then we need to deal with everyone else's energy and the energy that's out there, which is another huge, big topic. But keep all this in mind. So pretty much that's what energy is all about. Okay, energy is matter. Now, I want to get into energy blocks. What are energy blocks? Well, we all have, like I was just saying, a flow of energy that moves throughout our own bodies. So let me just keep the energy block to us personally as individuals, as human beings on the face of this planet, on this planet called Earth. We all have a flow of energy. Now, there are 7 energy centers that run through our body. This, I could talk about this topic for weeks and weeks. It's a huge, big passion of mine. But let me just throw some stuff out there for all you listeners. If you have a little pen and paper, if you want to jot down a note, there are 7 energy centers in our bodies called chakras. Now, a lot of people know about this. Energy healers do for sure. But a lot of, surprisingly enough, people out there in the masses don't even understand what a chakra is. Well, it is a center, an energy center. Now, there are 7 in our bodies which flow from the root, which is the bottom of our spine, up to the sacral, and then the solar plex, I'm testing myself, and then the heart, then into the throat, then into our third eye, which is where our intuition is, between our eyes, and our crown, which is the tip of our head. Now, believe it or not, in those energy 7 centers of our body, we are holding different forms of energy. This is a real exciting and intense topic. And when we're talking about energy blocks, this is what I would really like to do. I'd like to leave the chakra for now because, as again I said, it is really very intense but fascinating. So let's just simplify it, take it down, and bring it to this level. As we are out there in the world living day by day and having experiences, issues, events, things that happen minute to minute, meeting people, talking to people, relationships, our jobs, every interaction that we have is once again holding energy. Now, we react as human beings, right, to situations and experiences and whatever that happened in our lives. So when we are having difficulties, when we're coming up against something, an experience that may feel painful for us to accept, a disappointment, a setback, something that just doesn't give us ease, okay, we find it hard to accept and we freeze up. How do we freeze up? Well, we do it in a lot of different ways. We're blocking, once again, that flow of energy through denial, through getting upset, through not wanting to see the truth of something that is really not that pleasing and exciting for us. We're negative thinking. we're all of a sudden taking whatever's happening in that situation in. We're developing limited beliefs. We're building up all these, once again, reactions that are so termed as energy blocks, which what's happening now, we are depleting our vitality, right? Vitality is this huge, big, great word where we're feeling great and healthy and vibrant and joyful and happy and all else. Now, that's a great sense of utopia, but that's really not reality. That may, for some people, happen rarely. That may be, for a lot of people, happen commonplace, you know, often. What makes one of us different from the other? A whole other huge topic. Now, from the time we're born into every minute of every day that we live and we're awake, our external realities, when we're small, our families, our parents, our significant others, our brothers and sisters, as we grow, our teachers, school teachers, friends, all these interactions are people out there that have their own energy that are coming into contact with us. So if we think about this as energy, I know this is all sounding like it's really very intense, but it takes a little time to grasp and get it. I'm trying not to make it too complicated, but once we really do get the whole energy thing, it's how are we reacting to the things that are happening in our everyday lives, just those interactions. Negative people around us with negative sorry stories from their past. Oh, woe is me. You know, there was never enough money when I was a little kid growing up. Well, hence the, okay, I'm holding that money is, that belief money is hard to come by. Money is bad. Money is whatever that belief is. We are like a germ. I hate to say this, but I'm trying to think simply, to simplify it for all of you listeners. Someone who has a germ. Think of it as a germ. We're picking up our energy, and that energy is coming right into us. We're just swelling and zapping the whole thing into our bloodstream, into our system. And pretty much most of us have been doing this on autopilot our whole lives. So that's really what I wanted to get to the essence of. There's a stagnation. We react to stuff that's happening that's out there. Now, the seven chakras are the different areas of the body where we are retaining different feelings. Of course, think about the heart. Well, the heart chakra is love, all about love. You know, we meet someone, we fall in love, they fall out of love with us, an example, and we feel like our heart's breaking. We lose a loved one, someone who we're very close to becomes ill. So right away, we have pain in our heart. Well, that pain in our heart will block energy from flowing. So let's leave the energy block pretty much, not to complicate it too much. I've talked about what energy is. It's, you know, it's a form of matter. How our energy blocks, it's our reaction to what's happening in our world, and then we take that into our body, and then our body internalizes that. Now, that's energy blocks. To move forward now, how and why, what do we do about blocking all this energy? Well, that's a big one. We all want to master our own, or we feel like we want to be able to be in control and master our own lives, and we want to be able to master our emotions and our blocks. And if we could only snap our fingers and make this all about witchcraft, and we could find a way to fix it or magically kind of twitch our nose like Samantha and Bewitched, that would be great. But we really can't. That's not reality. That's fantasy. If we could numb the pain, which a lot of us or people out there in the world do, think about addictions. Well, that's where they come from. It's so much easier when you're starting, your body's just starting to feel edgy, or you feel physical stuff you don't understand what it's all about. You're just racing, or you feel you're on edge, you're edgy. Well, a lot of people turn to addictions, alcohol, sex, drugs, and whatever else. Now, that numbs the pain temporarily, but then the pain comes back. What's coming back? The truth. So we really need to see the truth in all our situations that are really not that pleasant. We find ways to be able to protect ourselves, hence we block the energy. So the stagnation comes. Now, what do we do about all this? This is a huge, big topic. Huge, big topic. We've got, you know, people, you know, need to know that there are all different kinds of ways, gazillion, million, infinite ways to be able to master energy. A huge topic. So let me just throw a few things out there. There's exercise, there's yoga, there's massage, there's jogging, there's sound, there's acupuncture, there's space clearing, feng shui specialists that are out there saying, okay, we can help you clear out that energy. Well, people say, what energy? Where'd it come from? Well, it's energy that you're holding in your body, but believe it or not, just as someone in your family may say something to upset you or your significant other may disappoint you, or you may feel like you're just not stepping up for yourself, well, your own home physical walls, to make this even worse, people out there are also holding energy. Clutter, stuff you have in your house from the past. So energy blocks are huge. Clearing energy is also ridiculously huge. Where I'd really like to kind of focus and zero in to pull all this all together would be one small step, one small place to start. I really try very hard. This is a passion of mine. I just discussed this with an energy healer meeting I had with someone earlier today who also is does homeopathy and flower essences and whatever, and I love, I'm constantly out there, I'm constantly meeting new people and learning from helping professionals and feeling their passion so I can bring that back and share with all you listeners. This particular person was saying, you know what, it's incredible. Like there's just people out there that are blabbing and chattering and they're going off and they're just on edge. What do we do? And I had said, you know what, I really think we just have to slow it all down. I just have some news here that there is someone in the queue. So before I even get there, I'd just like to say I'd love to hear about that person. I will, before I end on the show, share one small tip before I cut off that all of you can take with you. So there's a caller in the queue. If there is anyone else out there who has any interesting stories, now I'd like to open it up, that they'd love to share, personal stories of their own. We'd love to hear from them. Oh, caller in the queue, are you there?
Hello.
Hello. Hi. How are you?
Good. My name is Hugh. I'm in Virginia. I was just listening. Very interesting because I've been just going through a situation with someone I've never met who's a lovely spiritual teacher, but behind the scenes it's a whole different story.
Oh.
And she started projecting things onto me that weren't true, so communication started breaking down and they finally ended, but I've been sending light and love, and I think there's some mental issues there, but what is the best way to proceed in something like that? I am open to, you know,
wow,
being there for her. I'm not her savior, I know that, but she is a very special woman, and do you think she'll work out her issues, or...
Wow. First of all, I'd like to thank you so much for sharing. This is a great, great topic. And I'd like to also, before I answer, I would also like to commend you because you really are so aware and you see how the energy that you're holding and sending out to her is just unbelievably amazing, number one. So that's just congratulations to you. First of all, the second thing is that it's just amazing that you even recognized that this energy was all about her and you didn't naturally project it right away onto yourself. Because I think most listeners, a lot of people out there, are doing that. So I want to say, incredible. The questions you're asking are amazing. The only, I don't really need to give you that much advice because you're really so self-aware. You've given a lot of it to yourself. I think the one thing that you could do about being open was asking yourself, maybe possibly since you are really quite aware, how and why she came to you. Was there something maybe about you that attracted her to you,
yes,
energy-wise? Does that kind of resonate,
yes,
with you in any way? You're
exactly
very alert.
Right, yes.
Mm-hmm.
My wife, I'd like to share a blog so you can see her. She was a true earth angel.
Oh, my goodness. God bless her. Mm-hmm.
if you Google the word creativity, the number 777.com, it's a,
okay.
You'll see her, a picture of her on her wedding day. It's a very unusual picture. My profile is behind her. She was a total earth angel to me for 35 and a half years.
Oh, God bless her and both of you.
January 2007. This other woman, as I say, is a beautiful spiritual teacher, and she said that she's holding a place of unconditional love in her heart for mankind.
Mm-hmm.
So that immediately I felt like a twin flame connection.
Wow.
I extended my unconditional love to her in support of that, and she accepted. And then as time went on, I was discovering things, which I know she's got a lot of problems, and there was some childhood sexual abuse involved too. So
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
This
is very powerful, actually. I tried to keep my show today very basic. You know, energy is a big, huge topic out there, and
there's
so much to learn about it, and we all have so much to teach each other.
Well, that's exactly what I'm working on, something very big. I'm bringing spirituality into global economics and combining it with unconditional love. So it's a big project, but I've been through so many things that have taught me.
Wow.
I'm sort of like a way shower for people once I get my information flowing.
Well, I must say, God bless you. I was just in a training session yesterday for 3 hours, and once again, as I said, I'm also surrounding myself with enlightened souls. And I think, not to frighten any of our listeners away, but the essence and importance of energy, of our personal energy today, and understanding what it's all about and the power that each and every one of us has from within to be able to shift our energy and then to be able to go out there and take that positive energy and, like you have just done, gift it to another person to give them the strength to help them along the path to shift from fear to love is what our world is really desperate for and what where we're headed,
yeah,
what we really need.
Say one.
Yeah, you're a light worker. Congratulations.
I guess so.
No, you totally are. I'm so thankful that you shared this, and all I really needed to say to you is just keep asking for the answers, because they're coming to you. You know, ask the questions. The answers are coming. You set this woman off with a gift, and I think that's wonderful. And she's feeling it, I can promise you.
Oh, I know she is.
I know. Thank you so much.
Some synchronicities have occurred that confirm that she's receiving it, so I just continue to send their light and love. And what I would say, if there's anything beyond anyone's control, just let it go and put it in God's hands, and it'll
Thank
work.
Thank you so much. What is your name?
Hugh, H-U-G-H.
Your last name? Hugh.
Name is Trollson, T like Tom.
All right. I've had two men message me named Hugh. I'm thinking, would that be crazy if that was you? Because there are other Hughes out there that are light workers as well. God bless you all. I want to thank you so much. I'm going to have to say goodbye because I need to wrap up the show real soon. But thank you so much for sharing. And keep doing what you're doing. It's unbelievable. It's incredible.
God bless you for your work, and happy holidays to all.
Thank you. Same to you. Thank you so much. All right. So wasn't that just wonderful what this man Hugh just shared, is that we talk about energy, and when we talk about energy, what happens is when other people come into our energetic space, very often we're not sure about what their energy is in our heads, but in our hearts we're feeling something, and very often we clam up, we get defensive. Once again, it's fear. This man was speaking from a place of love, and that's really where the shift is. The shift needs to start within us, from fear to love. So that was really just wonderful. We need to understand that we're all needing to coexist in this world, that energy blocks, yes, are within us and within our bodies, but we are projecting that energy out and attracting people with that like energy to us back and forth. So I see that the time now is kind of rolling, and what I really wanted to do was end with, all right, so the main thrust of people that are out there that are really wanting to make a shift, where do you start? Well, like I said last week, get still. Just sit where you are and understand that you can begin with breath work. Breath work, breathing, is really the cornerstone foundation. That's where we get to slow ourselves down from this, what we call fight or flight reaction to how we live our lives out there energetically in the world. So I'm going to give everybody just one or two real quick tips. If you just sit yourself down and you just be still, you just stop, like I said last week, in stillness, and feel your body. Feel your body at whatever pace it's running. Put your hand right kind of on your heart and feel, is it racing? Are you breathing fast or slow? Take a minute or two, and then just take a deep, slow breath in to the count of four. Breathe in, one, two, three, four. Hold that breath on the count of four. Try to think of nothing. Just close your eyes and release the breath. If you can do that three times, any time, at any point during the day when you're just starting to feel you're in a fight or flight, which is what I call it. That's that kind of pattern where you're not acting from love, like this man, wonderful man who just called in, you're acting from fear. Then you're depleting your energy. Just slow it down. We all need to get really conscious. We need to be consciously aware before we can shift from a place of anxiety or worry or fear into this inner awakening, this inner peace, and this vitality. This all has to come from inside. Our world is going through a global, huge, incredible shift. We are moving towards, we are now in the dawning. We're in the age of Aquarius. We are at a spiritual time. All events that are happening in our lives, the ones that are going to make us happy, feeling more joyful, more energetic, all those are going to need to come from and as a result of our own self-mastery. We're going to need to be making decisions and choices. Are we going to take the easy road or the hard road, the road of least resistance or the road of more resistance? Are we going to follow our heart? How are we going to react to the day-to-day stuff that's happening within our lives? Are we going to procrastinate? What are we going to do? Stop. Breathe. Breathe in the count of four. Breathe in. Hold your breath. Breathe out. That's my first tip. Any point of the day, morning, noon, or night, you're on the phone and someone's just upsetting you, don't answer. Just silence. Take some of those breaths. Second tip that I'm going to give you, for those that are able, someone says something that just upsets you or that you don't like. If you're able to just stop, once again, the breathing will always work. Dr. Andrew Weil, W-E-I-L, is the breath man. You can Google him at any point in time, please. Any listeners that are out there, start with the breath. Most of us live through shallow breaths. Those shallow breaths, that is our energy that's blocking. One of those examples I was talking about. So the next thing, take those breaths and then try to think, okay, is there anything I could do right now to really be more loving to myself? Well, maybe that would be just communicating in words, if you're able, how you feel. It may not be so easy for your husband or your wife, your significant other, or your mother and father, for that matter. Try it on a few people that you're not that close to. Use them as kind of field work. Take a shot at it. Someone says something you don't like, speak up for yourself. Communicate. So number one, breathe. Number two, communicate. Try and see if you can at least just say, when you say this, it really hurts me. Anyhow, pretty much it's time for me to wrap up. We've got earth energy in our body. We have our spiritual energy. Spiritual energy is from the heart. The earth energy comes from our root. We all need to balance our stuff up. So we need to deal with our stuff. We really need to deal with our stuff. So for next week, I'd like to just say real quick before I wrap up, for any of you that are listeners that are out there, you don't ever need to call in. I know it's not that comfortable, but if you want to kind of mentally or even jot down when you feel like you need to take that breath, look at what's happening at that exact moment when you feel you just need to take that breath and just become aware. That's your energy all these years that you've been stuffing, shoving, and shoving in and blocking. And now it is possible to unblock it. It's out there. It can happen. Everything is reversible. Wishing you all a really great week. It's time to wrap up. And I will see you all next Wednesday. Have a great week.